8DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Temperatures are expected to feel as low as 30 degrees below zero in parts of the Midwest this weekend. 2 weeks of winter weather have led to at least 79 deaths across the country. It's even chilly in some usually warm weather states.
Central Florida's nighttime temperatures will be very un-Florida-like this weekend. WKMG-TV meteorologist Tom Sorrells.
29 in Gainesville, 31 Ocala, 33 the villages.
Homeless shelters have opened up from Orlando on north. Ocala Fire Rescue's Ashley Gomez says people need to be very careful with what they use to stay warm.
You might turn to candles. You don't want to leave those candles burning during your sleep.
First responders often say they worry about space heaters starting fires and other devices producing deadly carbon monoxide when people aren't used to trying to stay warm here. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Alec Baldwin is again charged with involuntary manslaughter for the shooting death on the set of his movie Rust. CBS News correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has more.
Since the shooting more than 2 years ago, the case against Baldwin has been a legal roller coaster. The indictment comes 1 year after he was initially charged. That charge dismissed last April.
Everything about the moves in this case had to do with various analysis of the weapon itself.
There are reports a grand jury is looking into the police response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
The reports come 1 day after the Justice Department released its review, stating what it described as multiple failures on the part of law enforcement to properly respond to the shooting that killed 19 children and 2 teachers. It also follows renewed calls by the families of the victims to have law enforcement officers face criminal charges. One of the big questions is whether police do have criminal liability. At least 5 officers were fired after the shooting, including the school district police chief. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The New Hampshire presidential primaries are this Tuesday. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on the Republican race, in which former President Donald Trump remains the favorite over Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley.
Haley is a distant second in the polls, and she's taking the gloves off, challenging Trump to tell the truth.
When Trump says that I'm trying to kill Social Security, that is a lie.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes tanked last year to an almost 30-year low, a result of high mortgage rates. The National Association of Realtors says home sales totaled just over 4 million last year, a decline of nearly 18% from 2022. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Winter is an especially dangerous time for people with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Mark Moran explains.
People who suffer from dementia face a host of increased risks in winter months. Everything from falls to getting lost, even in places that used to be familiar. And in the winter, the Alzheimer's Association's Lauren Livingston says low temperatures, ice, and darkness are just a few things that make conditions especially dangerous for people with dementia, but there are others.
One big one is wandering. That can be a problem for people living with Alzheimer's or dementia, especially in severe weather. They don't really understand maybe when they go outside that it's dangerous, so they might not put on any coats or additional clothing to keep warm. And if they wander, they may get lost and not be able to find their way home.
Livingston says keeping track of people with dementia in the winter is especially critical. Memory problems are hallmark signs of people living with dementia, but Livingston says there's another equally debilitating symptom called sundowning, which is made worse in shorter, darker days.
It can cause them to become a little bit more agitated in the evening time when the sun is going down, and with the sunlight being less and less in the wintertime, it can cause for a longer period of time for people with dementia to experience the sundowning and be more agitated.
She adds that people with dementia are also more prone to falls, a risk made worse by snowy, icy weather. There are currently more than 6 million people nationwide living with Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure and very few treatments available proven to slow its progress. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunshine for tomorrow, a high in the low teens. A mix of sun and clouds, a little warmer Sunday, upper teens and breezy, mostly cloudy and up to the low 30s Monday. Right now, it's zero.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app, I am not Todd Albaugh. I am Luke Mathers, coming to you with the Not Todd Albaugh edition of the Todd Albaugh Show on this Friday afternoon. On the board, we got the excellent and talented Mr. Aaron Zommers. Aaron, how are we doing on this Friday?
Doing well. Glad to have you here. You know, it's always good to have Todd, obviously. And when he's not here, I'm just glad that we didn't have to do a replay or a best of.
Oh, but, yeah.
We still have some fresh content.
None of that being had. Mr. Albaugh was concerned going into the week planning. He was like, I don't know if I have necessarily what I need for somebody to fill in. And I looked at him and I said, and bad on me for not, you know, negotiating a little something out of it. But I was like, I got you, Todd. I used to do the midday shift. I can help you out. And he looked at me and he goes, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I can. Happy to fill the shoes of the Todd Albaugh Show. So, folks, you are listening to the Todd Albaugh Show with me, Luke Mathers, on this Friday afternoon, January 19th. If you want to join the show, join in the conversation, share your thoughts with us, and share a tangent or two, as I may be known for. 844-967-2789. We've got some breaking news coming from a proposal out of the Wisconsin Capitol. Going to dive into that a little bit later in the show for a pretty bad proposal, but something that you can't beat nothing with something, or you can't beat something with nothing. And so there's some legislative shifting going on up in the Wisconsin State Capitol. We're going to get into that a little bit later, as well as a holiday that I didn't know existed, Aaron. It was last week, but, you know, in looking for things to discuss on the airwaves today, I found it, and I said, that's pretty interesting, called Quitter's Day.
I was also not aware of Quitter's Day.
First time I've ever heard of it this year, Quitter's Day.
So it makes sense, though.
It's the second Friday of January, talking about New Year's resolutions, and apparently a lot of Americans quitting by last week Friday. So a week after Quitter's Day, we're going to check in and see how everyone's doing on their New Year's resolutions. That's coming up in the hour number two, as well as some predictions for the green and gold heading out. And, you know, going to see if they can take on the 49ers in California tomorrow night, which you can listen to on Civic Media, Richland Center, WRCO, Radio from the Center, as well as WRJN Racine, and our friends up in Park Falls, WCQM. You can listen to that Packers broadcast beginning at 5 with kickoff at 7:15. Going to be a really exciting weekend. We're going to get into those Packer predictions as well. But this is something where I want to start today, because we're getting a lot of headlines about what is the state of the economy. And a term that I used to discuss when I was on the air with William Walter, one of the aspects that it almost kind of became a joke, but then more and more people started referring to it as just the vibes. The data was saying, well, the economy, it's going in the right direction. It's upticking. It is going where we need it to go. The recovery is happening, but the vibes were off. The vibes for individuals around Wisconsin and the nation were saying other things than what the data was saying. People didn't feel good about the economy.
But now it seems like they're passing the vibe check.
Now, the vibe check seems to have changed, Mr. Zommers, and an interesting piece over at the Wall Street Journal. Not an outlet that I typically find a lot of my news from, but I think it's important to have a very diverse news diet. But it raised my eyebrows when this was the headline over at the Wall Street Journal earlier today. Americans are suddenly upbeat about economy. Sentiment just logged its biggest jump in decades. Now, I hate how headlines are written. They're not friendly to the talk, but this is all of a sudden a vibe change. We've got a vibe change on our hands, and none other than the Wall Street Journal confirming that this is the case. So, I mean, if you've been paying attention, you've been looking at the numbers and seeing that, yes, the economy is heading in the right direction, it's interesting that the framing of this story, Aaron, is suddenly upbeat. Suddenly, out of nowhere, like acting like it's out of left field, like there hasn't been job performance, job report after job report. The numbers consistently exceeding expectations. More Wisconsinites than ever before are working. There is an uptick in wages. Inflation in the United States is going down at a quicker rate than every other developed nation. All of that leads to better economic results for our state and the nation as a whole. But now the Wall Street Journal reporting all of a sudden the vibe check is checking out.
Yeah, I think that's probably just because there's so much political messaging going on saying, oh, the economy is bad. Joe Biden's terrible. He's doing nothing but the worst for our country. And then now some of those numbers are starting to become undeniable and they can't fudge the polls when people say they're happy about where they're at.
Right, because that's what it comes down to is you can have a collective, ooh, I don't know about this yet. But once you start asking those questions, and this another piece that Mr. Alba referenced earlier in the week, I heard, but Todd might have, I think I might have found it online first, and he might have, you know, pulled it off of one of my feeds. But Axios, the piece saying that Americans are actually pretty happy with their finances, talking about the vibe check again, this showing that if you ask one-on-one individuals, how you doing? And they respond, they're happy about it. And all it made me think of, Mr. Zommers, is a 90s sitcom.
Hey, how you doing?
And that's what the polls started asking. They started asking, how are your finances? What is your outlook on the economy? And Americans started responding pretty dang happy about it. 63% of Americans rate their current financial situation as being good, including 19% of us who say it's very good. Now, I don't want to downplay the other 37%. I really don't. It is very important to admit that after all economic recovery, whether it be the Great Recession in 2008, the coronavirus pandemic recovery since the American Rescue Plan and large pieces of legislation to bring America back from the COVID-19 pandemic, there is not an even proportion of recovery. It is important to note that there is still work to be done. I don't believe this is something that we need to be shouting victory about and act like we can put our feet up and rest. There is a lot that can still be done to address those 37% of Americans that are not happy with the economy, that are still suffering and making ends meet is difficult for those households. There are still policies that can be enacted. We're going to get into a couple of those coming up later here on the Todd Alba Show, which you're listening to across the Civic Media Network. If you want to chime in, share your thoughts on the vibe check. The Wall Street Journal changing its tune, saying suddenly Americans are more upbeat about the economy rather than saying, well, this is, it's not magic. It didn't just happen. There's been work put in and there's still work to be done. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You can also do that right from the Civic Media app, which you can download on your smartphone devices. Going over to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, it's free and easy to download. And you can jump from station to station listening here in Madison on WMDX or around the state on whichever station you prefer. You can call and text right from the app. But Aaron, it's strange to me, the framing here of all of a sudden, magically, this just appeared. And I don't necessarily disagree with your thoughts that it's just breaking through some of the because there is a lot of political messaging. We are in a political cycle right now. 2024, Election Day is right around the corner. Voters are voting. We had the Iowa caucuses earlier this week. The New Hampshire primary is next week. There is a lot of political noise out there where paid advertising is saying things are bad. But I think it's not just the political messaging. There's been a concerted ecosystem of news saying, it's just not that good yet. But now that we're seeing the policies implemented and enacted, we are able to see the uptick that we've been having, exceeding jobs expectations, exceeding wage expectations, inflation coming down. People are trying to improve from where we were with the COVID-19 pandemic. And it's not just accidental. It didn't just happen. It's not magic. It's not a sudden vibe check. There is work that was put in to get us here, and there is still work that can be done.
Yeah, I think another aspect to that is just the way modern news works, especially on the internet, how everything is click-driven, how if you say things are all right, nothing to report here, nobody's going to click on it, you're not going to get that ad revenue. But if you say the world is going to hell, or if you say suddenly a miracle has happened, people are actually going to read it.
Yeah, well, and I think it's important to push back on anybody that thinks it just is a miracle that this suddenly changed. Ask them why they think it suddenly changed. What could be going on to affect that? Because somehow, magically, it's, you know, one party's fault when gas prices go up. But gas prices are going down. People are back to work. Inflation's going down. Oh, magically, it just, that just happened by itself. There's nothing tied to that one. Interesting. But speaking of work to be done, there is a new study out by the Groundwork Collaborative, putting out a new report talking about where we can make up some ground as well when it comes to combating inflation here in the United States. So we're going to get into that as well as taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. If you want to share your thoughts with me, Luke Mathers filling in for Todd Alba as he is taking some well-deserved time away from the Civic Media headquarters here for a long weekend. You can join me on the phone lines. Share a tangent with me, 844-967-2789. We've got a very exciting show. Mr. Aaron Zommers and myself filling in for, as Jane Matinere likes to say, the Todd Father, as he is away. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Network. And it's going to be a very fun Friday edition of the Not Todd Alba, Todd Alba Show.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, not Todd Alba, filling in for the Todd Father as he is away. Some well-deserved rest and relaxation, hopefully. Safe travels to Todd as he is enjoying his long weekend. You can join Aaron and I on the phones. 844-967-2789. Talking about how the vibes are changing in the American economy and how, even though reports and economic indicators over the last several months have been showing the nation is heading in the right direction, that all of a sudden there's a vibe check, there's a vibe change, and Americans are looking up about their individual economic sentiment, logging its biggest jump in decades, according to a University of Michigan poll that posted the largest two-month gain since 1991. We are talking about the biggest jump in consumer sentiment in more than my lifetime. The last time that the Lions won a playoff win. Oh, I can't use that indicator anymore. They won one last weekend. But the previously before the Lions won their last playoff victory. That's how long it's been since the jump that we've had over the last 2 months in consumer sentiment, according to a University of Michigan poll released earlier today. It came on the heels of a sharp rise in December, causing the index to surge a combined 29% from November to January.
That's pretty good.
29% increase in consumer sentiment, according to this Michigan poll. But again, I think it's very important to talk about that. Like this poll and like the Axios, there are still individuals being left out of the recovery efforts. Not everybody is brought back to the economy equally. There needs to be intentional work to make sure that every American can take part in the recovery. And we need to make sure that we are helping working families that are almost always the hardest hit when there is an economic downturn. There are things like childcare and the cost of being able to have health insurance and so many other. Inflation affects working families more than anyone else. And so there is still work to be done. It is not something that we can just say, oh, well, it's going in the right direction. Let's focus on something else. There still needs to be intentional efforts to address the problems that we're seeing. One of those things being inflation. A new Groundwork Collaborative report talking about, all right, it's hard to solve a problem, Aaron, without knowing what the cause of the problem is. Would you agree?
I would say that sometimes it's impossible.
Yeah, unless you know where the problem is or what it is, you have a hard time fixing that problem.
As Taylor Swift says, Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes. So yeah, if you don't know what solved the problem, you just slap a Band-Aid on it. It's not going to help.
It might temporarily help, but that was a very quick Taylor Swift lyric drop, my friend. You had that one at the ready.
That one, I don't listen to a lot of Taylor Swift, but for some reason, there's a couple of random lines that are just
that
embedded.
One sticks with you.
Yep.
That one sticks with you. Well, it's important to know what's causing inflation for us as the state of Wisconsin, the country as a whole, to be able to address it, right? And so a new Groundwork Collaborative report finds that corporate profits are driving more than half of inflation.
What? No way. Corporate greed is a problem in America?
That was a very shocked face, Mr. Sommers. Did I catch you off guard with that one?
I never would have seen that coming. I couldn't have expected that corporate greed is a negative thing.
It's pretty bad. And for a lot of the last 2 years, the narrative has been since the pandemic recovery began, inflation. It's the government spending's fault that inflation is happening. No, the government spending led to the chips manufacturing bill that makes sure that we can make semiconductor chips here in the United States. Government spending led to the infrastructure bill that changed it from infrastructure week to infrastructure decade, where we are actually seeing investments in our roads and our bridges and our transportation systems. What's causing inflation, and it's been talked about time and time again, is the fact that corporate greed, increasing corporate profits, have been going up quicker than inflation, and it is causing the fact that Americans and Wisconsinites are paying more. From this report from the Groundwork Collaborative, some of the key findings. From April to September of 2023, corporate profits drove 53% of inflation. Comparatively, over the 40 years prior to the pandemic, profits drove just 11% of price growth. So almost five times the amount over the last year in 2023, not even the full year, April to September of 2023, corporate greed drove 53% of inflation, where in the past 40 years before the pandemic, corporate profits drove just 11% of inflation. While prices for consumers have risen by 3.4% over the past year, that's the rate of inflation, input costs for producers have risen just 1%. For many commodities and services, producers' prices have actually decreased. Corporations have failed to pass those savings on to the consumer. In a free market, in a capitalist society, that's not supposed to happen, folks. When the corporations are saving money, but still continuing to raise prices to expand that profit margin, that is them taking advantage of a situation that we all collectively suffered through of the COVID-19 pandemic. And rather than recovering with the nation, and we're seeing the economic vibes of wages going up and individuals being better off, when you ask them, they feel good about the economy. But corporations are still raising their prices even though their costs are going down. That is not government spending that is driving inflation. That is corporate greed on full display, and the Groundwork Collaborative's report showing it. One of the final key findings of the report, corporate profits as a share of national income have skyrocketed by 29% since the start of the pandemic, while our economy has returned to or surpass its pre-pandemic levels. On many indicators, workers' share of corporate income has still not recovered. So corporations are holding on to more of the profits for themselves than ever before. Folks, want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Todd Alba on his long weekend. You can join me and Mr. Zommers on the board. 844-967-2789. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. It's going to be a bitterly cold weekend for millions of Americans, but a warm-up is on the way. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren has the forecast.
By the end of next week, temperatures will be as warm as 60 degrees or warmer in Dallas to almost 80 degrees in Charleston, South Carolina.
A grand jury has again brought an involuntary manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin for the deadly shooting on his movie set. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is about whether or not he had reckless disregard, whether he willfully disregarded all of the safety red flags here.
Former President Donald Trump nets another political endorsement. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Tim Scott is the 25th senator to endorse Donald Trump. The former president now has the support of over half Republicans in Congress. The latest sign the party is rallying around his campaign.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
It's the Packers and the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL divisional playoffs, Green Bay against San Francisco again. Few expected Jordan Love to become the quarterback he is this early in his career, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
He's come a long way because he's playing at such a high level to get thrown in there early in this year and have to go through some ups and downs, which he did some good things earlier in this year too, but to not win all those games, kind of when you're with a tough record in your first year, the pressure that comes with that, and just to watch him each game, he's been consistent. For him to take care of the ball the way he's done has been unbelievable.
The Packers will face a 49ers defense led by one of the best pass rushers in the league, Nick Bosa. I asked Jordan Love how good of a job has his offensive line been doing.
They've been doing a fantastic job, you know, stepping up to the challenges, going against obviously some pretty good D-lines. So they've stepped up, kept me clean, and been doing a great job of that. And obviously our run game is excellent at high level right now. So it's another test, but can't say enough. They've been doing a great job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 13, 8 below tonight, wind chills approaching 20 below. For Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, a high near 16. Monday, mostly cloudy, 28. We'll be near 30 on Tuesday and into the mid-30s by Wednesday.
Right now, it's zero.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba, enjoying a long weekend. Well-deserved long weekend. Undisclosed location. I don't know. I saw that he shared on the Twix, as I believe Todd likes to refer to it as. Mm-hmm. Some days I'm catching myself saying Twitter. Some other days I'm saying it X, even though I don't like it. And anytime I say it, I kind of catch myself and say, that's weird. Mr. Alba did put out a little plug, letting everybody know on the socials, at least, that I would be filling in. He had a fun little shot of himself at the Milwaukee airport in front of the famous recombobulation area sign. So Todd, enjoying his recombobulation through security and everything in Milwaukee, enjoying a well-deserved long weekend. You can join me here on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. Fill it in for Todd while he is away. We are live and local here in the gorgeous Civic Media headquarters atop State Street. I couldn't get the verbiage down that Todd used. He has a particular way of saying everything, and I was going to I was going to do an impression, but I didn't want it to be bad and unflat. I'm trying to do some of Todd's mannerisms, but not exactly Todd's mannerisms.
I feel like I can do those pretty well. I mean, I do a show with him every day, but that's usually when I'm with my roommates, and then
you're making fun of the coworkers doing your little impressions. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. One of my roommates, Elliot, really loves the Todd Alba show, and he listens most days.
All right.
And he just gets a huge kick out of like the intro and some of Todd's mannerisms.
Okay.
So
then as a treat, you do it for your roommate. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Sometimes I'll come home from work and it'll be like, live from the Civic Media headquarters. And so on.
There you go. That's a good roommate right there. Sorry, Elliot. I apologize that I can't do all the mannerisms perfectly. You'll have to tune in on Monday when Todd returns to get all of those. But in the meantime, you can join us on the phone lines if you like. Share a tangent or a thought on this Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. Discussing the vibe check change here in Wisconsin. And, we talked about it nationally. Wall Street Journal, Axios, national, international outlets. Let's go a little bit closer to home. Let's talk about the state of the economy here in Wisconsin and what's going on in our neck of the woods. This from a piece at the end of last year, but on topic for what we're discussing today. Wisconsin's job market finishes the year on a strong note with record high number of people working. Talking about the statistics coming out of the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin ending 2023 with an unemployment rate at 3.3%, lower than the national average. So things are doing well nationally, even better here in the state of Wisconsin. 3.3% unemployment rate in our state compared to the 3.7% national rate, as well as more Wisconsinites working than ever before. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, more than 3 million people working, which is a new high for the state, and in the month added 1,700 employees to the workforce. So beating expectations, doing better than the national unemployment rate, things looking up here in the state of Wisconsin. And we've got a text in from Andrew in Maine listening on WAUK. Are there previous polls on individual financial satisfaction from years past, especially pre-pandemic, that can be compared to? I'm sure there's plenty of polling outlets out there that have those national records. I can tell you, I don't have any of them in front of me, Andrew, but there has been a growing trend since 2016. That is a change when partisanship increased, and we're seeing these aspects of partisanship responding in these polls more often than ever before. So I don't have the specific study in front of me, but I can tell you that since 2016, when there is a Republican in office, Republicans and Democrats, if the economy is good, are willing to respond saying that the economy is good. When the economy is bad, Republicans are more likely to give the credit to the out party, so the Democratic, if the Democratic president is overseeing a bad economy, Republicans respond that things are really, really bad. But if a Democratic president is overseeing a good economy, Republicans in those polls still say the economy is really bad.
Yeah, it'll be like, well, they were handed something good, and now they're trashing it. We just haven't seen it yet.
Or there's an excuse or some form of precursor given of why things are the way that they are. We're seeing that now and on the campaign trail. Donald Trump saying that if he does not get reelected this November, that the economy is going to crash. But if the economy is good, it's because of the way that I left it. The economy is going to crash if you don't elect me, but the economy is only good because of the way I left. It's a very heads I win, tails you lose.
Very much so. That's the only way that Donald Trump plays games.
Yeah, I can't. And we're going to get into Board Game of the Week a little bit later in this show. But I have a feeling not a great guy to play a board game with.
I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody on Earth that I would less want to play a game with.
I mean, I just can't see it. Like, I'm trying to form that picture in my head of him sitting around, like, a Monopoly board or a Scrabble board and just, no, hamburgers is a word. I swear it is.
I feel like it'd be something like, hey, Donald, hey, Dad, let's go play a board game, like, this family. And he'd be like, what the expletive is this? What are you trying to get? Huh? What's going on here? What are you trying to get me to do? I don't have time for this.
So you're saying that you think Don Jr. and Eric have maybe asked to play games before and he was just not interested?
I feel like it may have been a formative experience for them. Maybe when they were like seven, they're like, hey, Dad, let's play Monopoly. And he just gave them a look and didn't say anything. And they're scarred for life.
Yeah. I can't necessarily see him playing a good board game. But it's very much that sentiment of heads I win, tails you lose when it comes to the way that people talk about that. So, Andrew, I don't have the specifics in front of me. I'll be sure if I find them, to share them with Todd so he can share them on a future edition of the Todd Alba Show, which you are listening to across the Civic Media Network. You can join in the conversation, share your thoughts, 844-967-2789. So the vibe check, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, not the fact that there was a lot of hard work over the last several years put in to make sure that the economies of both the nation and our state have been improving, but just, you know, it's a magic wand, according to the Wall Street Journal headline. I think differently. I think that there is a lot to be said about all of the efforts put in here in Wisconsin. There was a tremendous Badgers Bounce Back grant program that tried to revitalize and return businesses to main streets across the state of Wisconsin. The American Rescue Plan, the CHIPS Act, the infrastructure bill at the federal level, all of those things aimed at improving the economy around the state and the nation. And we're seeing those effects now. So it is not all of a sudden a vibe change. There is a lot of hard work that went into this. One of those aspects, now that we have divided government, both here in Wisconsin and at the national level, a lot of that hard work comes around compromise. Something that we're seeing in Washington, D.C. right now, with the fact that there is a spending bill that has a deadline of today, and it passed. We hit the spending bill's deadline. Congress yesterday, working to avoid a government shutdown, funding the government on another short-term deal, more or less kicking the can down the road. But nonetheless, the government not shutting down. But that compromise, that agreement that was met yesterday to make sure that we did not have another shutdown, not a lot of compromise from our representatives here in Wisconsin, not at the national level. And this piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about how all six of Wisconsin's Republican congressmen voting no, but the Congress being able to pass that short-term fix to avert the partial shutdown. This piece written up by Lawrence Andrea. Wisconsin's Republicans on Capitol Hill all opposed a stopgap measure Thursday to keep the federal government open, though both chambers of Congress ultimately passed the short-term funding patch to avert a partial shutdown that was set to take effect Saturday, tomorrow. So part of the hard work that goes into ensuring economic recovery is compromise in divided government. You have to have both sides come together to be able to come to an agreement. You can't have the extremes. You have to find common ground in the middle. And none of the six Republican congressmen here in Wisconsin wanted to be a part of that hard work, that governing, that compromise. It is outstanding to see here in Wisconsin, of all the talks that we've had about fair maps, about representation of who goes to Madison, who goes to Washington, D.C. to represent us, that in a purple state, in a 50-50 state, we don't have one single Republican member of Congress that is willing to be a part of the solutions, being part of the compromise and the hard work that it takes to govern. It is just outstanding to me that the 50-50 state that we live in, because that's what it is, folks. We are a toss-up state. We are the razor's edge margin for every statewide election. I guess unless your name's Tammy Baldwin. Tammy Baldwin, and that was not a razor-thin margin back in 2018. But every other statewide election has been close. Single-digit points. Less than a percentage point. And we have congressional maps that break it down so that we have six members, six of our eight congressional seats represented by Republicans that don't want to compromise, that don't want to be a part of the solution, that don't want to be a part of governing. 844-967-2789. You can share your thoughts with me, Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba on the Todd Alba Show this Friday afternoon. Let's head over to the phone lines. We've got our friend Mark in Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind this Friday afternoon?
Well, what I'd ask these Wisconsin Republicans, any of Wisconsin's Republicans, if they remember whose side that Wisconsin fought on during the Civil War. And I think half of them wouldn't even know the answer to that question. I mean, the way they're acting today, that it is just disgusting that they're behaving like this, that that when we are faced with the ongoing pandemic that has not gone away, COVID has not gone away, and at any point in time, I'm fully expecting another spike in COVID deaths to hit us, because we hear that hospitalizations are up and deaths are up because of the recent strain of COVID. And none of these Republicans are out there, you know, doing PSA, public service announcements, and saying, get out there and get yourself vaccinated and ivermectin and what's the other one? It escapes me for the moment right now.
Hydroxychloroquine. Yes, all of the weird words that we had to learn, Mark, during the pandemic, of what is that medicine and why is it being promoted when, in fact, it had nothing to do with averting COVID or preventing COVID.
It is just shocking to me that none of them have the courage. And I mean, saying they've all surrendered their testicles to Donald Trump, and I'd say that to their faces, and just say that you surrendered to Donald Trump. I mean, you know, Nancy Mace made a comment about President Biden's son. Well, what about these guys? They just haven't. Their courage has left them because they're afraid of Donald Trump. And
appreciate the phone call, Mark. Sorry to cut you short. We're heading in to a hard break here. So I agree with the sentiment of, well, maybe they're not the best representatives, and there's a lawsuit coming forth to the state of Wisconsin for maybe changing those maps. We're going to talk more into that. This is the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes.
The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba. You can join the conversation, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And you're listening to the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. Shout out to all of our friends up there in northeastern Wisconsin listening on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. And our friends listening maybe worldwide, Jay from London, you said, joined us that last segment but couldn't stick around. Aaron, what were Jay's comments that she wanted to share?
She wanted to, first of all, say we're doing a great job. She's grateful for the show.
You know, we haven't burnt the house down yet while Todd is away.
Not yet. We still have a whole other hour.
I was just saying, you don't want to, you know, count the chickens before they hatch or anything like that.
But also, she pointed out that for decades, since I believe she mentioned the 70s, you can see that a lot of the time the economy does better under Democrats, and they never really brag about that. They never really message on it. Why is Democratic messaging so poor at talking about their successes, especially in the economy?
And those are Jay's words.
Not exactly.
Roughly,
paraphrasing
Jay's words there. I don't disagree with the sentiment, Jay. I think that there is a hard part where there is equal portions that go into the fact that some people just want to chalk it up as Democrats are bad at messaging. Republicans are good at messaging. And I don't think that that tells the full story in itself. I think that there has been a concerted effort to disguise Fox News, which for a very long time, like I remember growing up that I had teachers through history classes, political science classes, civics, current events, all of those courses that I was taking in high school, refer to Fox News as their slogan did, fair and balanced. Listen to Fox News because it's fair and balanced. Watch Fox News because it's fair and balanced. And I think Fox News did a really good job at messaging that for itself, but been behind the scenes, not truly fair and balanced. Getting mad at President Barack Obama for wearing a tan suit, that being a scandal, not fair and balanced, folks. I think that there has been the creation and the cultivation of a very large right-wing media ecosystem that will go and brag about wins that aren't even wins and downplay Democratic wins when they are there. And so I don't think it's just a Democratic lawmakers are bad at messaging and Republican lawmakers are good at messaging. I think that's too simplistic of a summary of what has been going on in our nation's media landscape for the past 50 years. And so when Joe Biden goes out and does an event with Mitch McConnell, the Republican minority leader, previously majority leader in the U.S. Senate, and talks about the fact that there was a bipartisan infrastructure spending bill that brought the repairs to a bridge from Kentucky to Cincinnati in Ohio. And that event doesn't get the coverage because I don't know. I don't know what that is. That's not the messaging fault of a bipartisan compromise. That is the decision of individuals in positions of power at media networks around the country saying, well, it's just not sexy. It's not thrilling. It's not click-worthy, like you talked about earlier. And so they don't. So that's not on the messaging. That's on the way that the message gets conveyed to all of us. And so I think that's a too simplistic summarization, Jay, but I appreciate the thoughts because it is something that we do need to talk about. As victories in the economy, while they're happening, we have to talk about it. It's not a magic wand. There's been hard work that's been done to get us to where we are, and there's still hard work to be done. The job is not yet finished. We cannot sit and put our feet up and say, there, we've recovered. There are individuals that still need assistance, and there is a lot of work to be done here in 2024 and going forward. And it needs to be talked about. It needs to be shared. These stories need to be told. And that's a big part of what we're doing here at Civic Media.
It also reminds me of discussions that I've had with people about mental health and how if you are on, say, an antidepressant or anti-anxiety medication, or you started therapy and you're like, man, I feel great. Okay, I'm done. You just stop going to therapy, stop taking your medication. Yeah. No, it means you evaluate where you're at and say, okay, this is helping. I need to keep doing it.
In order to be a more perfect union, not in order to be a perfect union. It is a act that we do collectively as a country, as a state, that needs continuation, that needs consistent involvement in it. And that's why it's so important to be talking about these things. 844-967-2789. You can join the Todd Alba Show with me, Luke Mathers, on this Friday afternoon. We've got Rico in Rock County calling in. Rico, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing? Doing a good job. Yeah, I just happen to live in one of the districts represented by Mr. Brian Stile, one of the six that voted against this funding package. But to Brian's credit, he did send me a nice little mailer in the mail, paid for by We the People, of course, showing a pie chart of federal government revenue. And I noticed that 49% of the federal government revenue paid for by federal income tax. This is mostly people, you know, who get working checks that, mm-hmm. Where they take the taxes automatically out of your check. And another 36.4 in Social Security and Medicare. Now, going back to the story that you spoke about earlier with the corporate profits and everything, I just wanted to point out something since Brian brought this to my attention. Of the federal government revenue, 9.5% was corporate taxes. Now, I don't know about you guys, but that's 85.4% paid for by we, the working people, for the most part. As we know, corporate people like Donald Trump pay about $750 a year and zero on other years. So it just, you know, I just wanted to point that out. It seems as though we are paying for 85% of the revenue and corporate entities are only paying 9.5%. And that's, folks, sent to me by my lovely representative, Brian Stile. Just thought I'd give that out to the listeners. I'd like to do a little deeper dive on this, but I thought I'd call it in. I only got the mailer yesterday. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate the phone call, Rico, and his excellent point saying exactly where our money's going, and happy to send out that free mailer to you, I'm sure. It's an election year, so he's got to get his name out to the people. We're going to talk more with some breaking news, some more headlines, and some what's worse coming up next here on the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel.
Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger,
joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.